This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Just to bring you up to speed, there is a performance artist. Some would call her a porn star, Milo Moire. And I don't know if I'm mispronouncing her name, but that's supposedly her name. She was in a variety of cities, a few different cities in Europe, including London. I don't know if that's going to be Europe before we know it. But she was in London and arrested in London for some ridiculous charge after an art exhibit involving her body inside a mirrored box. So her breasts enclosed in a mirrored box. Front of the mirrored box has a curtain hanging down. So she's inviting people to put their hands into the curtain and feel her up for 30 seconds. She also was wearing a mirrored skirt at one point. So she would either have one or the other, not both. She'd have a mirrored skirt with, again, that front portion with a kind of
a little curtain.
Curtain in front of it.
Performance curtain.
Yeah.
Some red velvet drapes.
Right, red drapes. People put their hand in there, and then they feel her genitalia for 30 seconds. And
if they want to go the whole time, I guess.
Some people did.
And then she stares disturbingly at them.
Well, as they are doing disturbing things to her.
One inviting them to do it.
That's true.
It's all weird.
You can watch the censored version on YouTube. It's got almost 3 million views at this point. There's an uncensored version. She's selling. So is the fact that she's selling it, is that what makes it pornography? The fact that you can see her genitalia, is that what makes it pornography? Although you could argue that genitalia with women is internal, but you get my point. What is pornography? Mark, you had a definition there you pulled up. We'll get back to that. But we've got Dorothy on the line in Utah. We've been talking about the topic on and off throughout the night, and we've had a bunch of guys call in about this. But, Dorothy, you're the first female who's called in about this. Is this art? Is this porn? Have you seen the video? What do you think?
I have not seen the video, and actually I came in late, so I appreciate you reiterating what the situation was.
Sure.
But I'm just curious why it wouldn't be considered porn or prostitution, considering if you're paying for a service.
Well, they weren't paying. Just to be clear, the people...
Oh, I thought you said she was charging for it.
No, she's
charging for the video.
The video.
Of the people who are she's allowing to fondle her for 30 seconds.
Right. Essentially, everyone else in this video was not paid for their participation. They weren't paid porn actors or anything like that. They're just members of the public standing around who are willing to take part in this. Then later on, she puts out a censored version on YouTube, gets arrested in London for this, which gave her some extra publicity for it, and then the censored version has links to the uncensored versions, which she wants €8 for. So that's, by definition, not prostitution.
I've always wondered about, like these old-time kissing booths at the fair. I've never seen one of
what
these.
What is it?
A kissing booth. This is a booth where you can pay a dollar, and I assume the dollar goes to some charity or whatever, to kiss what I would assume to be an attractive woman or attractive man. Again, I've never seen
kissing these. A stranger.
Kissing a stranger,
okay.
Right. And isn't that, to some extent, low-level prostitution?
I would say.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it has an element of that.
You're here.
Yeah.
You can answer.
Yeah, well, so just to baseline this, I have been watching on, I guess it is Showtime, this series called Darknet. And so there's these children that are over in the Philippines that are not moaning and groaning and getting into it and you know, putting on a show. They're just being used as, I guess, a glorified glory hole for people who are interested in it. And so I don't know if you would call
that's video of a crime. I mean, what you're talking about there is video of a crime taking place.
Some people like that, too.
And certainly that is usually categorized as, you know, child porn in that particular case. When we're talking about pornography, we're talking about consenting adults, consenting people taking part in a video.
But it was in public, you say?
This, the woman who was performing this performance art, yes, this was in public. Of course, her genitalia, her breasts were being covered by the mirrored boxes that were surrounding them that she was wearing. So technically, the actual penetration of any fingers, that was going on in private, in public.
So I originally called this pornography, and I still don't have a particular problem calling it pornography, but I do have a definition.
From where?
That sort of lets, it's, I don't know, Duhame.org, legal dictionary.
Okay. Because there's different, you know, different definitions depending.
The legal definition of pornography is the portrayal of sexual acts solely for the purpose of sexual arousal.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that this woman has ill-advised, as I consider her anti-rape campaign to be, is not doing this for the sole purpose of sexual arousal.
At least she's not saying she is. She's saying it's an art exhibit.
She's not saying it, and she's broadcasting it as some kind of, you know, empowerment for women around their bodies or something thing. And, you know, so from that standpoint, I guess it wouldn't fit the legal definition of pornography. But as far as I'm concerned, the fact that she's selling the video for $7.99 on her website makes her a pornographer as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Well, I agree with you. And I wonder if the roles were reversed. I didn't hear any of the males speaking, and I don't know what their take on it was. But if a man was, setting himself out there with a box.
Yeah, who would do it? Who would feel him? Who'd feel on him?
Male or female, who would put their hands in?
Mark, if we hold on. Mark, if we make a mirror box for you when we go to San Francisco and take you to the right part of town, I don't think we'll have any problems.
I wouldn't, as a man, I wouldn't do it just because I wouldn't trust strangers to be, you know, fiddling with the sensitive bits.
I gotcha.
Right? No, right. You can hurt, you can cripple me.
I'm just saying, we wouldn't have a shortage of volunteers who would want to do that.
All right.
I don't think.
We probably could do it
Dorothy,
in downtown Keene.
What would happen if, I don't know if there's, I don't know if there's many gay people. I mean, certainly not as many gay people.
I hope you give me a couple of weeks to get back in shape.
Dorothy, what would happen if you saw this lady on the streets? What would you do? Would you take her up on the opportunity?
Well, actually, there's a huge gay community in Utah that is kind of the underground. But what would I do?
You're
putting me on the spot. Yeah, well, first of all, I'm disgusted. But I realize it's a cross between art, living art. I understand that. But that's a very intimate art, and it is. And so I just think that if it was a man, it would be disgusting, even more so than if it was a woman, which I personally am disgusted. But it would be much more disgusting. And,
I wonder what the charge would be, the criminal charge that the police would make up here in the United States. I don't think this woman should have been arrested. I don't think she was committing any kind of criminal act. Even if somebody thinks it's inappropriate, I can go out into the streets and say and do all kinds of inappropriate things, and they are legal because of free speech. She wasn't exhibiting her naked body parts for anyone to see, so it's certainly not, any kind of exhibition charge that they could level at her.
Oh,
they could claim maybe lewd
and
lascivious.
She was videotaping it. Yeah, she was videotaping it, so of course it's an exhibition.
But not in public. It wasn't an exhibition in that way. I mean, it was an exhibition in that it was a public art exhibition, but the actual exhibiting of her genitalia did not occur in public.
She wasn't naked.
In that particular case, yeah. So I'm just wondering, what would they charge her with? Dorothy, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. As the only female caller on the topic, 855-450-3733. Is it pornography? I don't know. I mean, it just depends. It sounded like the definition you read, Mark, depends on the intentions of the producer.
Sure it does.
If she's putting this out to titillate, if she's putting this out to turn on, to get someone off, then it supposedly is pornography. And maybe she secretly is doing that, but outwardly she's announcing
there's no evidence of that.
Outwardly she's announcing this as an art project. She herself in the video doesn't appear to be getting pleasure from the strange people who are touching her down there. So it's not, it's certainly not a pandering kind of porn video. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's explicit. You know, the, some of the same things that happen in a porn video happen here. Penetration of her genitals, for instance. That happens in this video. But it's not sexy. It's not, you know, it's not a turn-on. Although, for some people, it might be. But what was her intention as the artist? 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-9372. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-9372. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-9372. That's 1-800-945-9372.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free. Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us here, bring up whatever's on your mind. There's been a lot of discussion tonight about a performance artist over in the UK. She was arrested. She's actually originally from Sweden, apparently. But she was arrested for wearing a mirrored box on her top or bottom, depending. I'm not sure which one it was in London. I presume it was on the bottom. And there's I guess an area that one can reach their hand through a curtain and then fondle her genitalia. She allows it for 30 seconds if someone is 18 or over. And there's video being recorded inside the box, which ultimately was then released in a uncensored and censored version on the internet. But what exactly is the crime here? I mean, the government in the UK did charge her, and she did plead guilty to a so-called crime of outraging public decency. But it wasn't that she was nude in public or lewd in public. I mean, you don't even know for sure what's going on inside the box. You know because she's inviting. I mean, she's saying, you can touch my genitals, you can touch my breast, or
right,
whatever.
There's no guarantee that the people were doing it. I get that part.
Correct.
You know, I mean, you didn't need to convince me that this shouldn't be illegal. There's nothing, you know, there's not people having sex in public or anything like that. So I think it's just, you know, she's just annoying and pandering, in my opinion, and frankly, you know, talking about it is too.
Toll free. Wait, it's annoying to talk about it?
I guess, you know, I've heard a lot about it. You know, I mean, it's just, whatever this lady in her box.
Toll free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think you're just jealous, Mark.
Jealous of?
You're jealous because she is a total babe, and she figured out a way to bring some money in, and you wish that you were as smart as she is. Let's go to William, listening in Alabama, in Mobile, the WAVH. Hey, William.
Hey, I like Ian's comment about how stupid can you dumb down people in the school system. I guess that's why somebody thinks this is art.
All right, why is it not art?
What performance is it that uplifts or enlightens society that talks about fondling somebody?
Well, now, art doesn't have to uplift or enlighten. Art could also anger.
Well, it doesn't really do any of the above except increase the amount of pornography there, which is, if you believe, a crime to do in public locations.
So one guy said he was outraged. One of the callers earlier tonight said he was outraged by this, and you sound kind of upset by it as well.
Well, I just think it's like, why are you wasting time discussing this when there are more important things to discuss?
All right, give us something here, because it's open phones any night here on Free Talk Live. So, what's your number one issue?
I was looking at the latest news reports, and Ian was talking about dumbing down the kids. Well, I guess that's why you get to the point where you have a federal judge thinking he'd tell everybody that it is a crime to discuss the fact that there are these immigrant kids trying to rape a 5-year-old girl in Idaho, and that that's somehow okay for the news media to cover it up. And if somebody says derogatory things, we'll get them and throw them in jail for how dare they offend these immigrants who are doing this to this little child.
I have no idea about this story. It's all
news to me. You're saying there's a judge who has thrown someone in jail for speaking?
No, he has threatened that the federal judge said the first one who says a derogatory thing about inciting the public, because this, what it was, is a 14-year-old kid got his 7- and 10-year-old buddies, and apparently he was filming it on his cell phone and telling them what to do, and they had cornered this little 5-year-old girl in a wash interior in an apartment complex, and I guess the not the most uppity side of town, and one's little 89-year-old grandmother realizes that looks something like funny's going on over there, walked over there, to find out the little girl was stripped naked.
Story, it's here from DrRichSwire.com.
I had to I had to dump that. I'm not going to drop your call over it, but I had to dump the description of the excretory function. That's technically not something that should is the FCC
know,
really
sorry,
likes, likes to talk about.
You don't need to apologize for
were,
it.
They were doing something over her, but anyway, the thing is,
you could have said golden shower, and then everybody probably would have gotten it, but. Yeah, that's very offensive, no doubt about it. I mean, that sounds like there was definitely a crime going on there. But are you saying a judge told people that they can't talk? I'm curious. I'm still curious about what you're saying here. The judge said what?
The federal judge today said that if you make any comments that incite the community or whatever over this event, because some people were protesting over having the immigrants come to the come to their town in the first place, and they were like, this is what we told you would happen. And if her, originally the story was these Syrian kids were doing it to this little white girl. No, it wasn't Syrians. It was Somali and Iraqi kids. And there's no Syrians involved. And the news media was trying to gag it, trying to cover it all up. But some whistleblowers.
Well, the news media chooses to report what they choose to report at any given time. I mean, the fact that they don't report what you want them to report is, I mean, you know, they just don't think it's news for whatever reason.
And the judge said that somebody would be, what, charged with contempt if they say something? I'm so confused, and I don't know how to search for the story. I don't know what to look for. I mean, we'd heard about this story just generally about the alleged sexual assault.
But not the judge part.
But not the part about the judge. So where did you hear the story?
Yeah, where's the gag order?
What's your source?
Go on Drudge Report, iDrudge.com, and go on WND, WorldNetDaily.com. Go to either one of them. They both got links to the article. The federal judge just put out a deal and said, I'm going to pull the first one that cites the public any more than they already are. I'm going to throw them in jail.
All right. Well, I'll have to look for it. I'm searching for Judge on Drudge Report, not finding it. Maybe it's already off the front page there. But, William, thanks for the call tonight. Yeah, you know, if you want to talk about something different than the prescribed topic, you always are welcome to here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We covered the Brexit in quite a bit of detail this week. Certainly, our Saturday night audience doesn't always, you know, a lot of the stations that carry us on Saturday nights don't carry us during the week. So, you know, maybe you didn't have a chance to weigh in on the Brexit, or there's something else entirely that you would like to discuss with us. You can do that here at 855-450-FREE or Skype into the show. If you want to sound like you're almost sitting here in the studio with us, the Skype username is lrn.fm. But, you know, Mark, whether it's uncomfortable for you to discuss or not, a lot of people want to talk about and have wanted to talk about this this artist. Is she an artist? Is this pornography? The Mirror Box Lady, where she's allowing people to fondle her for 30 seconds at a time, ultimately later releasing a video from the cameras that are inside the boxes that were sort of covering up her genitalia to the public.
Well, according to Salon.com, they said that you know, there's a lot of misinformation about this case.
About
this
the
point,
case.
We don't know exactly what happened.
Yeah, so you're welcome to share your thoughts on whatever you want here. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on into the show here. It's Skype username LRN.FM. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got our satellite fundraiser happening right now. You can go to fund.LRN.FM if you want to help Free Talk Live. Get on satellite, well, more satellites. We're already on over Sub-Saharan Africa, North and Central America. We could expand that if we had enough money to do so, and the satellite fundraiser allows that. We're looking to target Europe next, and you can help us out at fund.lrn.fm. The satellite fundraiser is going to go on for several weeks. It's a 60-day thing, and it started this week. So we've got, you know, 7 weeks left. Plenty of time to get to our goal. And we're working on a head talker, which is a promotional venue to simultaneously post to hundreds of people's social media accounts about something that you want to promote. In this case, you want to promote the fundraiser. So what you can do to help us with this, even if you can't afford 5, 10, 15 bucks or 50 bucks or whatever for the actual fundraiser, if you're totally broke, or even if you can't afford the fundraiser, either way, you can help us. As long as you have an internet connection, you can go to share.lrn.fm. Anyone, anywhere can do this. Share.lrn.fm. And then that'll allow you to sign up for this head talker. You can opt in with your favorite social media. So maybe you've got Facebook or Twitter, and there's a couple others on there. Whatever you like, whatever you're using the most, you can sign up with that. And then on Independence Day, July 4th at noon Eastern Time, the head talker app will go onto your account for you. You've already authorized it to do this. They will post a message about the Free Talk Live LRN 2016 satellite fundraiser, and it'll all happen simultaneously at noon on Independence Day. So we've got just over a week and a half to round up. What we're looking for is 200 people. Not a huge number, but I've never done this before, so I don't know how hard it's going to be to get to 200. We're over 30 right now, so thank you to everybody who has already signed up for this. It's free. All you have to do is be willing to allow this HeadTalker app to post this one message to your account. That's all. So go to share.lrn.fm. That's share.lrn.fm. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Lots of people with opinions about the box lady, as she's being called. She's got a mirrored box around her breasts and a different one around her genitalia, and she's allowing people on the streets in London and Amsterdam and maybe some other European cities to fondle her for 30 seconds. And she says this is an art exhibit. She's been arrested for it in London. What are your thoughts? Someone calling themselves a woman in Indianapolis is on the lines listening to WIBC. Hello there. Hello, a woman in Indianapolis. Don't know your name. A woman in Indianapolis going once. A woman in Indianapolis going twice. Maybe she's in a bad cell. We'll
maybe it's performance art. She just called in, so you'd have to say a woman over and over again. Because you pointed out that the last gal that called in was the only woman who'd called in.
She was. Let's go to William listening in Lynchburg to WLNI-FM. Hey, William, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Can you please help me understand this box issue?
All right. What part's confusing?
Okay, I understand the box issue, but please tell me this woman issued people some kind of protection for their hands.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Okay, so that was one of my questions initially, and I guess I just didn't really take notice of it happening. We did review the video in studio.
With all the fondling going on, we didn't see the spritzing of the hand sanitizer.
They did show in the video people having their hands spritzed. And so, yes, there was
one person, so we're going to just apply that to all hands.
It showed more than one.
It makes me feel better.
It showed more than one person cleaning their hands. Anyway, go ahead.
So semi-safe fondling. No gloves, though.
No gloves, which was a surprise. Yeah, obviously she's a little dirty.
That was my question. I mean, I'm not sure where she's been, so I'm kind of fighting about, just going in there, unprotected.
Yeah, I understand that. I don't know if she offered gloves. It didn't. I suspect she didn't.
All right, guys.
That's all you wanted to clear up? All right, thanks, William, for the call tonight. And by the way, we did put the link to the censored version of this video on YouTube. That is on our Facebook and our Twitter, so you can get a better idea of exactly what this looked like. Let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We've got David also in Lynchburg, listening to WLNI. Hello, David.
Hello, guys.
Hey there. Go ahead.
Okay, so she was in a public venue, like a park or something?
She was like on the sidewalk, yeah.
Trafalgar Square.
Trafalgar Square, yeah.
Which is a pretty renowned place in London.
Yeah, so how did she, screen for age of her participants?
Age?
Yeah, because at 14
I didn't see anybody that was really close.
Yeah, I mean, so she should have gotten arrested. Then she could be guilty of being a pedophile and go face prison charges.
She could be, but there's no video of any video evidence of anything that appears to be that.
Still, though, you bring up an interesting question, David, because, was she checking identities? Well, Mark, we didn't see every single person who fondled her. We only saw an edited video of a few of the people who fondled her. They showed an old lady, a few women, mostly men. But most of them seem to be, at the very least, in their late 20s, if not older than that. But while she may not have been checking identification, it does lead you to, and I think it leads to this question. Normally, when it comes to charges, say statutory rape charges against someone, first of all, in a lot of cases, it's completely consensual, and I think statutory rape is ridiculous. But either way, in this case, she didn't do anything to anyone. She did not touch the genitalia of someone under the age of 18, even if there was a 17-year-old who did lie about their age in order to be able to touch her. She didn't, have any kind of sexual contact that she initiated as far as being the sexual aggressor.
She invited it, but she did not initiate it.
Yeah, well, she did. She was standing there inviting it from anybody. So if someone,
if you call touching private sexual, I mean, yeah. She was calling it art.
Yeah, so she wasn't kissing them. She didn't actually connect her parts directly with her sexual parts directly with anyone else's sexual parts, I guess is what I'm saying. So I wonder, even if there was a 17-year-old who went up and fondled her, if that indeed would have been some sort of statutorily raped act. I don't think it meets the definition.
I mean, the definitions in Europe are, of course, different than they are in the United States.
True.
But if somebody can get charged become a sex offender for indecent exposure, that certainly would be guilty of some type of indecent exposure, whether or not
I wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if they, that's why I was asking earlier, what would she be charged with in the United States? If she came here and did this same art exhibit on the streets of, New York or...
They'd find something.
Or Tennessee or wherever. I mean, she'd probably have better luck in New York City than she would in the Bible Belt or whatever. But it would be interesting to see what they would trump her up with. Would it be a lewd and lascivious charge? Would it be some sort of sexual exhibitionism? I don't know. And it's an interesting question. David, any other observations you want to share?
No, that was just, I was interested in the age of the participants.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight.
It was pretty much. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I suspect the age of consent in some of those European countries is lower than 18, maybe 16. But I don't know. I don't have the chart in front of me. But ultimately... she didn't initiate the sexual if you consider it sexual, she didn't initiate it. They touched her. And so I don't know if that would qualify as even sexual assault.
It's an interesting question. From a legal standpoint, I hope we don't have to come up with the answer to it.
It would be if she used some sort of coercion, if she pointed a gun at you and demanded that you, go down on her or something like that. That would definitely be coerced sexual assault of some sort. We're going to try a woman in Indianapolis one more time. Our board operator checked the call, says she's back on the line. Do we have a woman on the line here?
Yes, that's me.
Hey, there you are. Go ahead.
Okay, briefly, okay?
Yes.
It's not art. And I think that she's just exploiting herself. And, women, we don't really need her to represent what our idea of sexual expression freedom is. I think that, Ian and both of you guys were saying earlier, it sounds to me like she just has a lot of loans to pay off. This is a really creative way to do it.
There's some creativity there.
Yeah, at least you gave her the credit for being creative. Hey, thanks, a woman from Indianapolis. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. Join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33 at adamandeve.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, inviting you in these remaining moments to join us here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We continue. You can bring up anything that's on your mind, and you can join us at Hemp Fest, August 25th through the 28th, nhhempfest.com. We're going to be broadcasting live from the event, and I'm super excited because it brings us back to Rogers Campground, which is just about the coolest place to go in New Hampshire, as far as I'm concerned. It's a really fun time to have a festival at Rogers Campground. Just so beautiful there. The vista, the view is absolutely spectacular. You're in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, and they are all around you when you're at Rogers Campground. It's incredible to be there. So I'm looking forward to being there towards the end of the summertime this year for New Hampshire Hemp Fest. It's the third ever New Hampshire Hemp Fest, and this is going to be a festival. For anyone who's been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you know, that's a fun event for people to gather and hear speeches and, you know, meet people and hang out and have a campfire. My understanding, this is going to be basically a party from start to finish with constant music. This is a music festival.
Why do they call it the Hemp Festival?
Foremost. Because it's the Hemp Fest as well. You know, there's a bunch of weed people there. NHHempFest.com. But honestly, I've never been, Mark. I've actually never been to the New Hampshire Hemp Fest, so I'm excited that we're going to be broadcasting live from the event Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. August 25th through the 28th is when it's happening. That's a Thursday through Sunday. And if you've got the VIP ticket, that is how you're going to get into see us broadcast live. But we're going to be there all weekend, so even if you can't afford VIP, it's no big deal. We'll still see you. So looking forward to seeing you. NHHempFest.com, August 25th through the 28th at Rogers Campground. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to Bob, listening in Olympia, Washington, to KMAS. Hey, Bob.
Hey, this is the country's other Washington.
Welcome.
A couple calls back, you guys talked about what the media chooses not to or to report or not to report. When my first wife said, I didn't lie to you, I just didn't tell you the whole truth. I knew the marriage was over. Lies by omission is a lie. The media lies to us every day about stuff they don't report.
That's not a lie to not say
they
something.
They can't report everything. They have to define what news is by their own filter. And I'll agree with you that they've all got a filter. right? Oh, we've got a filter here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, we talk about stuff we want to talk about.
We, you know, when we start out the show, we talk about what we want.
But we
open it up so that you can talk about what you want, well, which most events, most places don't. But it's, you know, it's hard to do a talk show where anybody can call in about anything. It, as evidenced by the fact that almost nobody does it. It's said in the industry that this is a, you know, this is a radio suicide to let people call in and talk about whatever they want. The fact is that we can because the ideas of liberty are consistent in every situation. Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't take things from people. You know, that it's simple.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. Should anybody who's rich be above the law?
No.
Okay. You got Mayor Daley in the White House holding the shoestrings on the Attorney General, and the media won't even report about Hillary's indiscretions and breaking the law. So she's a hundred million. She's a one percenter worth millions, hundreds of millions, $100 million. Her husband, and she doesn't get reported on. That she has. She's done worse than Nixon was going to use the CIA to cover up Watergate, and he resigned.
Well, the major media has just reported a story where Julian Assange from WikiLeaks said that he had the story that would put Hillary Clinton in prison, and I mean that was just a few days ago. So, I mean, the media is reporting on it to some extent.
Why didn't ABC and CBS and NBC pick that up and run with it and find out if it's true?
Because we don't know what he's going to do. It was just a media stunt at this point until he releases it. He hasn't put up yet.
Look, I share concerns that news media doesn't report on things that I would like them to report on. I mean, a lot of people would like the media to report on the way on things the way they would want them to. If they are reporting on something, they're not reporting on it from the perspective that I would want them to report on it. I would want them to take a position on things and report from a pro-liberty standpoint. But journalists aren't supposed to do that. They're not supposed to take political positions. But all that said, we know what some of the the beliefs are of Fox News. They lean to the right. The MSNBC people lean to the left. I mean, it's pretty crystal clear. But the good news is it doesn't matter. You know, you don't have to buy their product. You don't have to watch their news. You don't have to, you don't have to go to their advertisers to buy their advertisers' products. You can, in fact, if you really cared, you could boycott their advertisers. But further, now that we have the Internet, these ABC, CBSs, and whoever the other ones are more irrelevant now than they've ever been. Cable watching of major news channels like CNN and Fox, it's my understanding they're down. These cable channels, these 24/7 cable channels, don't have the same numbers of viewers they did two decades ago. And
last century's mediums.
Yeah, and that's because they just have more competition. There's more options. Go ahead.
Nope. Nobody died in Watergate. Four people died in Benghazi. They don't report on it.
Benghazi was done over and over again. I mean, I'm sorry. That got lots and lots of press. Now, it may not have got reported the way you wanted to get reported, but I don't really have anything when it comes to Benghazi. From sitting on the outside, Benghazi looks like Republicans talking to each other about how Hillary's a bad person.
Hillary said, what difference does it make now?
What difference does it make now?
Or our ambassador died. Four people died, man.
Oh, it's our ambassador
now. They're not my ambassador.
As far as I'm concerned, all those ambassadors can get out of there. They're a bunch of shiftless government bureaucrats.
Hey, Bob, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue, and we'll talk to William, listening in Lynchburg to WLNI. Hey, William.
Hi.
What's on your mind tonight?
Just got more or less a question. What exactly is the European Union, and how does it affect them by leaving, and how does it affect us by them leaving?
Just so our listeners might be confused, you're talking about the British voters voting to exit the European Union this week. So the European Union, as I understand it, wasn't it formed in the 70s?
I think it was early 70s. It was intended to be a free trade zone, and then the regulations began to pile up over time, and it became essentially a government overlay, another larger government that essentially nobody had a vote in, like you with the UN.
And then, right, what were the other questions?
Well, that was pretty much it. It just seems like I just didn't know exactly what it was. Is it just all these, you know, European countries coming together, you know, just as trade, or is it just making an easier access as in general? It's just hard to...
Yeah, there's a lot of access. So, you know, European Union folks can, or anybody who's a member of a country, a citizen of a country that's a European Union member can move and live anywhere in Europe. And that's pretty nice in the same way that it's nice to be able to, you know, I don't want to live in New Hampshire anymore. Let me move to New Mexico. You know, we're free to do that, and that's pretty cool. It gets a little more difficult when you want to move to Canada or you want to move to Mexico because there's these stronger national borders there.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Like I said, I work a lot. I could probably Google it, but hey, I was listening to you guys.
Here we are. Thanks for the call tonight, William. I appreciate that. 855-450-FREE is the number here. We're going to try to get you in. Michael in Texas, listening online to LRN.FM. Hey, Michael.
Hey, I would love to hear y'all respond to James or Whit from Arizona who thinks he can sue y'all for slander.
Well, I don't know if he really thinks that.
Well, he's been calling the No State Project asking for advice on how to sue y'all for slander.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, first he would have to prove that we said something that wasn't true and that we're defaming him. And he would also have to show sort of intent in the sense that, you know, he keeps calling over and over again. We rarely talk about James unless James calls in and makes some accusation, in which case, yeah, we talk about James. So, you know, it's probably going to look – slander is about the hardest thing in the world to prove. And James has basically held himself up as our most prolific caller in Free Talk Live history as a public figure. So he's going to have a very difficult time with any kind of slander thing.
What you're referring to?
That there's something inaccurate that I have said.
Yeah.
And I'll point out that I've got a Facebook page called Things James Whittakine Says that quotes, literally just cut and paste things that he's sent me that are threatening.
He has claimed that I have said he's had a certain number of DUIs. That number is not true, and so I've apologized and, you know, taken his word for the fact that he's had fewer DUIs than I've said. So,
but some listeners looked it up one time, and we've, you know, made some.
Yeah, we thought that's what he had. We are out of time for tonight, Michael. Thanks for your call, and if you didn't get in tonight, well, okay, we've got a Sunday show. You can join us live for that, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. We're live 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live. If you support the show, please. Amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a huge difference for us when you do that. And again, we'll continue live tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.